The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. It is such a gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday morning. Oh,
only
my gosh.
Two gorgeouses?
Well,
I know. You had your top down.
I did. Oh, my gosh. The weather was perfect for that.
I know.
Top down, driving in.
You flew by me on the road.
I did, because yeah. You drive like a little old man.
Well, I'm not little, and I'm not old, so you better, you know, get your act together, woman.
I was thinking either he's on the phone, or he's listening to Joe's show, or something.
I was listening to Joe's show,
yeah.
And I was going the speed limit down Phillips Highway.
Oh, so are you suggesting that I was not?
I am not suggesting.
The
facts speak for themselves.
Oh,
yes, they do.
You're
hey,
so funny.
Welcome everybody. I hope you had a good week. You all had a good week. Angela and I certainly did, right?
Oh, absolutely. We always have a great week.
Yeah, we got some great houses that are coming up on the market next week, but we'll talk about them next week.
Well, you know what's funny is our assistant Anna, who we love and adore, she went on vacation this week. And she said before she left, I want you to get 5 listings while I'm gone. And I just started laughing. I said, okay, we'll do that. And we did.
We did. How about that?
So it's been busy. I can't wait till she gets back because she does all the paperwork stuff so much better than I do.
But you do pretty good.
No, I do it fine. It's just she's been with us 2 years now, so I don't think about it, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got all that, what am I trying to say, the cobwebs out of the the processes, you know?
Yes.
She takes care of it for us now, so I don't think about it. But anyway.
Hey, I have to give a kind of a special shout out because our home inspector that we use, Property 360, did
yes,
two inspections mm-hmm. for us on the same day. So I need to give a special shout out to William and to Rich. And for a couple of different reasons. So one of them was a brand new house. And you think, why do you need to do an inspection on a brand new house? And by the way, this house was gorgeous,
yes.
Made what appeared to be really, really well. And it was
right.
After they inspected. But they still found a couple of things. So it was a good thing that the prospective buyer, who's owned a couple of homes before, had an inspection done. And Rich, he used his drone to inspect the roof. Now, you may think, well, why don't you just get on the roof? And he could have on this particular one. It was only one story. But the advantage of using a drone is that he can get right up close to so many different parts and take a picture and see how the shingles are and see how the plumbing boots are done all around and see how everything is attached really, really well and take pictures of them 360 degrees and do it so much more efficiently than him walking on the roof.
It's safer, too. I mean, just think about the liability. It's safer that he's on the ground personally than that he fall off the roof.
It's safer and it's better. The shots that he got were just amazing.
Oh, yeah, because the drone can get a better angle and position than you would if you were trying to stand on a roof and balance and take a picture and all that. So,
but the interesting thing, not interesting, the other thing is I want to talk about the word integrity. Now, you and I have a really high integrity quotient. I'll use that word.
Okay.
You know,
yes, we do.
We do things the right way.
Yes.
And I value that so much. It was, you know, like the number one thing that I taught my kids growing up, tell the truth and treat people the way you want to be treated. So in this other house, the folks the buyers paid for what's called a WDO inspection, wood destroying organism, which looks for wood rot, looks for termites. Well, going into this house, the folks were still living there, of course, and they were in the process of moving. And the house had stuff everywhere. They had
That's
taken,
what happens when you're moving, Howard.
Well, but this was an extreme. And you couldn't get to any of the perimeter of the inside of the house to really do a thorough job of checking for termite damage. The only place that the inspector could check was really under the kitchen sink and look for any dry rot.
Right.
So although the homeowner, the prospective homeowner, paid for a termite inspection, William Chandler said, listen, I checked under the sinks. There's nothing there. But I'm not going to charge you for a termite inspection because I can't do a thorough job because there's just no way for me to check everything.
Yes, and that is integrity, for sure.
I mean,
For sure.
Would anybody do that? Maybe some home inspectors would. They may just put in the report, hey, this was only a limited inspection and I can only check what I could see.
Right.
But he just said, hey, I checked what I could see, but I'm not going to charge you for it.
Right. Absolutely.
That to me is high, high integrity. So a really, really big shout out
we
to the folks at
thrilled.
Property 360 Home Inspections.
We are just thrilled to be connected with them because you're right. Their values line up with ours big time.
Yeah. So William Chandler and Rich Negrin of Property 360. I'm going to give you the main phone number. It's 855-932-3784. 855-932-3784. They've done many inspections for us and for our customers. They just do a fantastic job. So anyway.
I want to give a shout out to Rose and Clem, some buyers I've been working with who finally bought a house.
All right. After a
so
couple of years.
Excited about it.
They waited to find the perfect house. And
exactly.
That's one thing. I want to give a shout out to you for that. No, seriously, because we say so often that we are not going to let people buy a house until they find the right house for them.
Yes.
And they are particular buyers, and there's nothing wrong with being particular. You want to find the right house. So you stuck with them. They wanted to find the right house, and you equally wanted to find the right house for them.
Absolutely.
And it took
it's
a couple
really
of years. Yeah. They were not in any hurry.
Correct.
And you finally found it for them. It came on the market. They were there. You were there. We put it together for them.
Absolutely.
They're happy. You're happy. The seller's happy. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Doing the right thing.
Yes.
We're going to tell you a story a little bit later in the show about doing the right thing. In the meantime, we have a contest. Some home buyers prefer new homes, and some want resale homes. So among those that chose new homes, the top reasons were to avoid renovations or either electrical or plumbing problems. Now, this was a national survey of people that bought homes. What was the number one reason that people chose a resale home over a new purchase home? Now, this was a Florida survey. This was a national survey. The number one reason that people chose a resale home over a newly constructed
home. I have some ideas about that, Howard.
Okay, so call us. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. So 904-222-8255. Call in and guess this, because I think it might be easy.
Yeah, you think so?
Possibly.
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 Alan, do you think it's going to be easy? He's shaking his head.
He's saying no.
No, okay. Well, we'll find out. Call in, guess, ask questions. We got some interesting stuff to talk about.
Yes, call and ask real estate questions, because I've had people calling this week, you know, not on the show, and interesting things people are thinking about.
Okay, last week we didn't get to do flipping fundamentals. We're going to do that too. So stay with us, everybody. We will be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. You know what I say, Howard?
What do you say, Angela?
I always say, ask and ye shall
receive.
And we ask people to call, and guess what?
We have
somebody's
one.
Online one.
But before we get her online, let me review the contest so people know what it is. Some home buyers prefer new homes and some want resale. People chose new homes. The top reasons were to avoid renovations of either electrical or plumbing problems. What's the top reason that people chose a resale homes? And this question was a national question, and it was of people that purchased homes. So we got Linda on the phone. Good morning, Linda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good.
Good. Do you have a guess for us?
I'm going to guess it's the older construction and character, old world construction kind of thing, rather than the newer home.
So you mean more charm?
Yes.
That
and
was
probably
the...
Probably you get more for your money, too, because you don't have to put in blinds and, you know.
Well, your first guess was more charm, and that came in at number three. So that was a good guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But not the winning guess.
Not the winning guess, but that was a good answer. We appreciate that. Do you have any real estate questions for us?
Not right now.
Okay.
I want to
You want to what?
Think about this.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for listening and for calling in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Yeah. You know, could it be that newer homes have open floor places? Open spaces? Could it be they have more garage spaces? Could it be they have bigger lots? Could it be they have smaller lots? Could it be they, more of them are one story? Could it be the type of construction? You know, there are all sorts of things that it could be. We shall see. We got another caller on the line. We've got Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Well, it's Todd, but that's close.
Oh, Todd. Sorry about that.
Good morning, Todd.
Yeah. My guess would be the number one rule in real estate, location, location, location.
Oh, that is good, but that is not correct. Yeah, that is a great answer.
That is a great answer. That did not make the list.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, the only list that they provided was the top four reasons. So it did not make the top four.
It should have, though. Yeah. I'm with you, Todd. It is the number one reason people buy houses is location.
But I suppose that you could get location for new and you could get location for resale. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be. You know, in some areas of the country, you can't even find new houses. You know, you try to buy a new house on Long Island, you know, good luck.
Yeah.
All the space is gone.
You'd have to buy an old one, tear it down, and build a new one.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. The location. They wanted the location on Long Island.
That's right. There you go.
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful day. Enjoy the show.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Appreciate you listening.
All right. Well.
Okay, well, somebody else will call in.
Somebody else will call in. You know, why would somebody who's a buyer want a resale house instead of a brand new house? So location was a guess, and the charm of the older home.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
We have some older homes that have some charm.
We do.
We do. Yes. And they're for sale.
And they're for sale.
Okay.
All right. Angela, what happened this week in real estate here?
Let's talk about it.
Right here.
In Northeast Florida.
Tell everybody.
According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 739 offers got accepted. Guess what, Howard? That number was down.
But
does
not
that
much.
Surprise you? Down 10%.
It doesn't surprise me.
Guys,
why? Because this past week
was
Easter and Passover, so not as many people bought houses. At least there was one less day where there were people looking, supposedly. Although we had a great many people looking at our open house last Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Four families came through. Yeah.
And
I mean, for a holiday weekend.
And what happened?
Well, you know what? There were multiple. We had multiple open houses, right? So we had one on the west side and then one in Eagle Harbor.
Yeah.
And the one on the west side sold. Somebody came in and just fell in love with it and bought it.
We're going to talk about that situation as well.
And then the second open house, we had four people come. And one of them is coming back today, actually, with their son.
So do open houses work?
We're going to talk about that.
All right.
Yes.
What about the rest?
There's a caller.
We have the caller. Arlene, good morning, Arlene.
Yes.
How are you today?
Fine.
Good. Did you want to make a guess to the trivia question?
Yes.
Okay. What's your guess?
Old world construction.
Well, that's like the other person's guess of charm related to that. That was the number three reason. Good guess.
But she's saying the same thing as the other caller. So do you have a different guess?
I was the other caller. I just said it before.
Oh. No, I thought it was Linda who called in first.
Oh, Linda. She called in first and she said that?
Yes. She sure did.
Oh, did she win?
No.
Oh.
No, that's why we're still taking callers. So you're our third caller this morning, but you're welcome to take another guess since you said the same answer as number one, as the first caller.
Well, Talk, Linda. I'm sorry, I don't know it.
That's
okay,
all right.
Well, that's all right.
Well, we appreciate you listening.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening and calling in. And who's on line two, Howard?
We don't know yet. Oh. Alan is busy getting that information. So what else happened? How many homes came on the market this past week, Angela?
Nope. We're ready.
We're ready? Okay. We've got Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. And you?
You sound so happy. Are you happy?
I'm always happy.
I love happy. Happy's awesome. Okay, Jim, what's your guess?
Me sad. Well, my guess is the actual construction of the house, the way they're put together.
Ooh, that is a good guess, because a lot of people think the older homes are better constructed than the newer homes.
That did not make
the
top four.
You got all the faults in it still.
That's true.
Yes.
But that did not make the top four.
But it was a good guess.
I would have guessed that, but it didn't make the top four.
So do you have any real estate questions while you're on, Jim?
I do have a question.
Well, then we have an answer.
I have a honeydew list about two arms long, and I'm trying to decide where I want to start. My wife has so many things she wants me to do. So when renovating your house, what has the greater return on investment? Where should I start?
Well,
front door. So if you really look at, I don't even know if the front door is on your list, but that has, through a past couple of years, has come up as the number one best investment for renovating your home, but usually before you're putting it on the market. But the return on investment is best on a front door.
And if you're not planning on selling, then let's answer it a different way.
Well,
what's going to make your wife the happiest?
Yes, I was just going to say, we're not the ones who can answer that. But in terms of value and improving the value of your home, kitchens and bathrooms.
Kitchens and bathrooms.
Yes.
All right. That tells me where I need to start.
Kitchens and bathrooms. The other thing is, Jim, if you're going to add like a whole room and you're adding more square footage, now you're adding to the value also.
So, yeah, I'm trying to avoid that one.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
But there's nothing that you do that brings you more than the value that you're putting on, with a couple of exceptions to that. Like, if you're putting your home on the market, we have made some suggestions to homeowners. We have one particular one where we gave a homeowner a suggestion that, look, your paint color, it just doesn't work. And your carpeting, this one particular one was a townhouse. We said, look, this is going to cost you about $6,000. To paint, to change the carpeting going upstairs. So we did that, or we had him do that, and we raised the price $10,000. We sold it the first day to someone who had been in that townhouse previously.
And didn't buy it.
Didn't buy it. Didn't even recognize it when it came back on the market because it looks so different.
Yes.
Now, that's an unusual case. But it did happen, and that's why you need the advice of a, you know, realtor that really knows what they're doing. And, you know,
if you're not moving, give your wife her dream kitchen. That's what you need to do.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not planning on moving right now. Thought about it before, but my neighbors asked me not to move.
Oh,
but
that's a beautiful thing.
Someday the house will have to be sold.
That's really great, Jim, if they don't want you to move, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you doing something that makes your wife happy. Get started on that list, or get rid of some of the easy ones, and that way you can cross a bunch of them off. But the important thing to do is not what Angela's ex-husband did, and that's to start something and not finish it.
Oh,
right, Angela?
Yes, that's right.
You've been telling me about that.
It used to drive me crazy. He'd do a project and get like 95% done and not finish it. I was like, finish it.
See, I have a way of fixing that. I don't do anything.
Hire someone else to do it, yes.
Anyway, you have a great day. By the way, you know what today is?
What?
Prime Rib Day.
Ooh.
Talk radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Militants that were linked to the Easter suicide bombings opened fire and set off explosives during a raid by Sri Lankan security forces as they closed in on a house in the eastern part of the country, tragically leaving behind 15 bodies that included six children inside that home. The gun battle came amid widespread fears of more attacks. Officials have been hunting down the militants who are thought to have explosives and still at large, possibly plotting other attacks after the coordinated bombings on Easter at churches and luxury hotels. Those attacks left more than 250 people dead. Former Vice President Joe Biden will not be among those on hand at a Nevada union event today, but his presence will loom large. All the six Democratic presidential candidates trying to overcome Biden's blue-collar appeal will be there and try to pitch themselves as the friend of the working man and the champion of kitchen table issues. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard me talk about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college, but there's something else you need to know about Rolex watches from an official Rolex jeweler for over 60 years. If you own a Rolex, probably today more than ever before, if you need that Rolex serviced, you should only visit an official Rolex jeweler. In North Florida, there are four, with Underwood's three stores, and Mayer's has one. Anybody else claiming to work on Rolex has no direct access to parts, and the use of non-authentic Rolex parts jeopardizes your Rolex from both an authenticity and a value standpoint. At Underwoods, we have state-of-the-art Rolex repair shops, both designed and outfitted by Rolex and staffed by Rolex watch technicians trained by Rolex. And best of all, our shop is on-premise, so your Rolex will never leave Jacksonville, and our Rolex repairs carry a two-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
This year marks the 62nd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 62 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 62 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes offers free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. With a doctor's prescription, they can custom-make inserts in their on-site lab. And just in time for Easter, Boger Shoes is offering new spring Birkenstocks. And for your Easter babies or toddlers, Boger's now carries very stylish waterproof sandals. So let the kids enjoy the April showers. You can also save 10% by simply liking Boger Shoes on Facebook or following them on Instagram. Just show that information on your phone at checkout to receive your 10% discount. For 62 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success. Boger Shoes, the answer for her feet.
Looking for a profession that allows you to earn the money you deserve? Well, the search is over. My name is Mincy Pollock, and we've got scholarships for new life and health insurance students. Our next course will be offered May 3rd through the 5th and 10th through the 12th. This is the first step in becoming a state of Florida licensed agent. If you are a veteran, a vet spouse, or income eligible, you could qualify for dollars that cover your courses, books, state fees, and paid internship. 904-265-4753. That's 904-265-4753. NewCareerThatPays.com. Sponsored by the Summit Vision Foundation and the State of Florida Department of Economic Opportunity.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Good-looking weekend and week on tap. Sunny skies all week, continuing through Thursday. Clear at night. Looking for daytime highs around 87. Nighttime lows about 67. A little bit of rain come Friday. Mostly sunny skies with that 20% chance of rain. Highs of 88.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned with us during your station break, our station break. We are so excited to be here on this beautiful Saturday. I mean, Howard, we're in April. This weather is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm so, so happy own a convertible. Oh, wait, did I just say that? Okay, anyway, I'm on cloud nine this morning. I had a good drive in. I also want to thank people for calling in for the contest. I love talking to folks besides Howard. Is that bad for me to say?
Well, you're on the air, so you're talking to other people as well. Hey, before the break, we were doing the contest, and people were calling in and guessing. Why do some home buyers, this is a national survey, choose resale houses as opposed to new houses? And the last person did not guess either. Right before the break, by the way, we told people that if he's going to do the honey-do list and he does them, he might be able to go out to eat because it's National Prime Rib Day.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Last week it was Husband Appreciation Day. Thank God that one's over.
By the way, for you baseball players.
I'm just kidding.
For you baseball lovers, it's also Babe Ruth Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Babe Ruth Candy Bar.
No, Babe Ruth Day,
the baseball player.
That's okay. Right.
That's cool. He's got his own day.
Yes. Good morning, Mark. We've got Mark on the line.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Terrific.
Great. How are you?
I'm alive and well, thanks.
Yay. That's a good thing.
How can we help you today?
I was going to take a crack at the answer.
Okay.
How about established neighborhoods?
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Good guess. Did not make the top four.
Wow.
I like that, though.
You know what? I thought this question would be so easy. When I read the number one, I thought, of course. I said, the first caller is going to get this right.
So let me just say, though, I totally disagreed with Howard. When I heard the question, I thought, this is really hard to answer. And he said, no, it's going to be easy. And I said, no, it's hard. And I said, I think the easy contests are the ones that are where the answer is like estate. Because we all know the states, so you just keep guessing until it comes up. Or when it's a number of something, like a percentage of so many things that happen. But this one, you kind of have to craft your own idea of why would you buy a resale? And your answer is fantastic.
Yeah, Mark, your answer is really good.
There's so many people that I take in my car, we go to new construction, and they say, there's no trees here. I don't like this. So when you look in an established neighborhood, you know, the trees are in place and landscape is mature and it just looks so homey. And so that's a great answer, but it wasn't the right one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. Do you have any real estate questions for us while we're on the air?
No, I enjoy listening to the show.
Well, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
All right. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
And Angela, before we had a caller, you were going over the numbers. So did many homes come on the market this week?
Let's see. So we said that 739 offers got accepted. That number was down 10%. 779 new homes came on the market. That was about the same as it was last week because that's, you know, it's that time of year. Also, 166 of those 779, well, they're already under contract, Howard.
It's more than 20%.
Yeah. Wow. Last week it was 25%. And that could be 25% too.
Wow.
Without a calculator, I can't be sure.
No, not 25. But anyway.
Anyway, 49 of those actually went under contract on the very first day. And 568 people closed on a home for themselves. And we say...
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. And this is up 3% from the previous week.
Okay. And mortgage rates, they didn't change much at all. They're still really, really good.
Tell us about it, Howard.
Well, they only changed like a hundredth of a point, each of them. The FHA rate is about 4%, unless you're getting a big loan, and then they're less than that. And the other rates are about 4.2, so for a 30-year loan. But by the way, they're still free $15,000 money available for first-time home buyers if you are in Duval or Clay County.
It's kind of surprising that it hasn't run out yet because they only had, what, $20 million for the whole state. The whole state.
So there's probably another month's worth of money left. Now, after that, you might be able to get a $7,500 loan that you have to pay back. But the $15,000 is free money as long as you live in the property for 5 years.
Correct.
So you kind of earn a fifth of it each year. So both my son and my daughter got that money a couple of years ago. They're enjoying their home ownership.
Yes, they are.
So that is great.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So
you want to talk about open houses and do they sell or do they not?
You know, There are some realtors in our office and for other companies that's what's called a single agent that they don't do open houses. And we do. You know, for each of the last 2 years, we have sold about 10 houses at the open house.
Yes.
As a result of the open house.
Correct.
So let's talk about what I mean by as a result of the open house. So go ahead and tell everybody what I mean by that.
So I love, first of all, that you can acknowledge that I always know what you mean.
Okay.
Does that sound like a good wife statement? Anyway, you know what? A caller came in. I can't stand for them to wait. I like them to be heard right away.
It's Adam on line one. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Terrific. Thank you. That voice is familiar. Mm. That is the voice yeah. of Adam Van Wee of the Van Wee Financial Hour coming on right after our show.
That is correct. But I was listening to the show on the way in, and we wanted to take a guess at your trivia question.
Well, excellent.
What do you think it is, Adam?
Is it timing? People don't want to wait for a new home to be constructed?
That's a great answer.
Excellent answer. It's wrong, but it's excellent. You're so right about that. There's a lot of people who need to get into a school district or something quickly, right? Get into a home quickly. And so buying a resale would be the obvious option for that.
Well, it's not that his answer is wrong. It just didn't make the top four. So,
No. By virtue of me saying, that's a great answer, that means it's right. But it didn't win the contest. Yes.
Yeah, that really is a good answer.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for it to be built.
I have to be honest. My son came up with that, not me.
Oh, well, he's like genius. How old is he?
He's 10.
He's 10. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to need to talk to him. He may very well have a future in real estate.
He might. You never know.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. We'll take him into the fold.
Well, your father brought his son into his business.
Yeah.
And I believe that's you.
That's very true.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm not going to ask you if you have any other questions because you can do that when you walk in the door in a little while.
All
I invite everyone to listen to your show
if he had some questions that he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate listening to your show as you guys have been on the air for, 5 years?
We're in our 5th year, so 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the exciting. Van Wee Financial Hour starring...
Great information.
Starring Adam and your dad. And
thank you, guys.
Yeah.
So we look forward to listening to that. Invite everybody to listen to it and stay tuned
right after our show. Every week.
Right. Every week.
And they're always here.
Well, yeah.
Kind words.
All right.
Yes.
Always. Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Adam.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay.
So we were talking about open houses.
And how selling an open house that we've sold 10 of them in each of the last 2 years, but it's not necessarily at the open house, but it's as a result. So give an example of the one that we sold last week that we didn't write a contract there, but
go ahead. So we were at the open house and honestly, there was a lot of activity. And there was some genuine interest on behalf of more than one buyer. And one of the young families who came in just fell in love with the house. And, you know, we ask the question always, do you have a real estate agent that you're already working with? Yes, she did. So that was great. And so she left the open house right away, called her realtor, and we had an offer by the time we got back home. I mean, I went and did another open house, but by that afternoon, we already had an offer in hand. So, Howard, they work at open houses, are there. People can come at their leisure. They can see if they like the home. They go back and tell their realtor and write up the offer.
Yeah. So they're really good for most homes. They're not as great for high-rise buildings, you know, for condos. They're probably not as good for homes $600,000 or $700,000 or higher, but you can do them in gated communities. Make sure that your realtor is going to do them for you. So they work if they're marketed right, if they're photographed right, if they have multiple signs directing traffic. Have realtors do them who know the neighborhood, who know about the house, who know how to sell, then absolutely do them. They work. We sell a lot of them. Don't let your realtor say that they don't work. If your realtor says that, they just don't want to do them. When we come back after the break, we're going to put Bill on the line. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. We are on our last segment. Howard, the show just goes by so fast.
It does, but thankful that Bill stayed on the line.
Thank you for waiting, Bill.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good.
We are so happy that you've called in today. Do you have an answer for our trivia question?
Yes, I think it's pricing, where you get more value for the dollar on a resale than you do on a new home.
Well, you are pricing. Close. That is number two.
Isn't
better value
pricing?
Is number two.
Pricing, he said. He said pricing.
You are very close to the number one answer. But Angela's telling me we ought
I'm
to give it to you.
I'm telling you, it is the answer.
Because the number one and number two are so close. The
yes.
number one answer is better price.
Right.
The number two answer is better value.
Well, he kind of said both, though.
So we're going to give it to you, Bill.
You got it, Bill. Yay.
You got it.
Oh, thank you.
Because so
there is a slight difference between lower price and better value for the money. But they separated it between number one and number two.
But his first words were price.
Okay.
Pricing.
We're going to give it to you, Bill. You got it.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
All right. You are so welcome.
Our studio producer is going to bring you back and get your information so Howard can send you your prize.
Yeah. Are you a new listener to the show, or you've been listening for a long time?
We've been listening for a long time. Actually, moved here from California 3 years ago and listened to you folks when we lived in California on the internet. So, we've been listening a long, long time.
I love you. Can I just say, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is so cool.
Thank you for the show. It's great. It's informative and entertaining. And my wife and I love listening to it every single week.
Well, thank
oh, that's
you so
wonderful.
Much.
Thank
we appreciate
you so
that.
Much.
Well, you have a great day, a great weekend, and go out to dinner and have some prime rib because it's prime rib day.
Sounds good.
He's
to me.
Really pushing the prime rib. But, Bill, you're from California. You might be a vegetarian.
Not even close.
Okay. You know, that generalization thing, it never works, does it?
That's right.
Well, you have a good day.
Prime rib, I know.
Thanks so much. You. We're going to send you back to Alan.
Alan's going to get your info. Okay. Thanks, Bill. Okay, well, how about that?
How about that?
I'm so happy that somebody guessed it, Howard, because I thought it was too hard of a question.
Well.
Yeah.
And I thought it was easy, and it was.
It wasn't.
If Bill was the right caller, if he was not—I mean, not the right caller.
The right
if
caller.
He was the first caller, then I would have said, "See how easy it was, Angela."
Well, that's true.
But you know, all the other answers were really good too.
Yes.
Because they all were valid and made a whole lot of sense.
Let's
all right.
Talk, do you want to talk about the call that we got this week?
We don't have time to do that. You know what we have to do now?
What do we have to do now? Hot deal of the day?
Yes, because one of the homes that we have, it's been on the market. I don't know why it hasn't sold because it is a wonderful,
fantastic,
great
fantastic house
for a big family. This is not for a family of three or of four. This
it
is
could
for,
be if they just all be. Need two rooms.
Or the husband and wife both need an office and then
that's
they have
right.
two kids.
Yes.
But it is a home on the west side in the beautiful Eagle Harbor area.
That's
it
right.
is five bedrooms, potentially six. And what
yes.
I mean by potentially is that the sixth room is an office, doesn't have a bedroom, but
doesn't
there's
a have
big
a closet.
I mean, doesn't have a closet, has a closet right outside of the room.
Yes.
So,
and that closet's like 5 feet big. I mean, in the floor plan, that could have been a full bathroom or a closet. And the first family chose closet. So that's what makes this a, you know, not a bedroom.
But the house has a lot of bathrooms. So it has
yeah.
five bedrooms, four bathrooms. As I said, it's in Eagle Harbor in the community called Stony Glen. And it's actually on Stony Glen Drive. 2461 Stony Glen, five bedrooms, four bath, almost 3,400 square feet. Has both a living room and a family room. It's got a fireplace, has both a lanai and a patio. It's a one-story home, but it has a bonus room upstairs that is a bedroom with its own bathroom.
Correct.
And it's built by Koppenbauer. So if you
love
know Koppenbauer,
yes.
There are white shaker cabinets in the kitchen.
That's
with
a brand
granite.
New kitchen, Howard.
Yes.
Yes, put in this year.
Walk-in pantry, tile floors
huge.
And
yep.
wood floors, arched windows. And one of the neat things, you go into the bathrooms, any of the bathrooms, you turn on the faucet, and the stream of water lights up.
Yes, which is
so
nice.
So if you wake up in the middle of the night and stumble into the bathroom, you don't
yes.
have to turn the lights on and wake you up.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
great.
After you go to the bathroom, just turn on the faucet and the stream of water lights up. It's
yeah.
so cool. Beautiful, beautiful curb appeal. And it really is value priced. It's $379.9.
Yes.
And I'm going to be there right after the show. As soon as I leave here, I'm heading out that way. So I'm going to be there from 11 to 1.
Today, right now. Yes, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
I think it's going to sell today, Howard.
Yes.
Don't you?
Let's touch hands and say it.
It's going to sell today. I love that.
Yeah.
Because, you know I'm your Bible-based wife, right?
Go ahead and say it, Angela.
Matthew 18:19 says, if two people touch and agree, then it shall be.
All right.
Not quite like that, but
okay.
That's the essence of it.
What's the next one you want to talk about?
Well, you know, there's another really, now this is a established home in an established neighborhood. This one is 8356 Royal Wood. It's in Royal Lakes off Bay Meadows and Southside. 2719 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It has a family room. It has this sunken living room. It has a formal dining room. And then it also has this big room on the back that has vaulted ceilings. I mean, the people who owned it before had a pool table in there. It's just this great, perfect, big open space with a kitchenette. And the backyard is huge, paver patios, fire pit, etc. Just a wonderful,
gorgeous yard.
Home.
Yeah.
Yes. And the other home that we have.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh.
That home's been redone. The kitchen's been totally redone.
Oh, sorry.
The bathrooms have been totally redone.
To the studs. Both of the bathrooms went
gorgeous
to the
bathrooms,
studs.
Gorgeous kitchen.
Yes. And it's got an extra deep garage. It's a courtyard entry. A super long garage. So
no,
that's very cool, too.
No CDD, and the HOA is only $300 a year.
Right. And ready? The price is only?
$343.
It's ridiculous. It's such a great price, such a great house. You got to come see this house. Call me and I'll take you.
Okay. Now, the other one is for a huge family also.
Yes. This is another one you need to get. There's lots and lots of rooms in this house. So
it's
wonderful. This one is located at 105 Gilly Brogue. Now, it's in Aberdeen. So if you like the Aberdeen, Durbin Park area, you want those A-rated schools for your children, this is your house. 3,544 square feet. It's 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3-car garage. Upstairs, there's a loft. There is, outside, there's a big lanai. It's on a half-acre lot. It is fenced. It is on a pond. So the kids can go outside and play because it's fenced. You don't have to worry about the lake or anything. It has a huge walk-in pantry. So big, Howard, you could put a bed inside that pantry.
It really is.
It's like to die for. Yeah. So good. And then there's tons and tons of storage. And this home is not very old, so it has all the modern features that everyone's looking for. And, you know, it's in a neighborhood where they're still building. But you can get this house and move in quickly. You don't have to wait for the builder.
What I like about this house is there's 6 kids in this house.
Yes.
And all the kids are upstairs and the master's downstairs. But one of the neat things is that each of the bedrooms upstairs is big enough for 2 kids. 2 beds with plenty of room. Plus there's the loft area in the center.
Absolutely.
So all the kids are upstairs. They have their own play area. So they have, it's like their own house upstairs.
It is.
And the adults have their bedroom
downstairs. Yeah.
And there's a homeschooling room that they use for there's a big room downstairs for homeschooling plus a family room.
Yeah. Now, so, if you didn't want to homeschool, that could be an office. It could be a formal living room.
So there's so much here, plus that huge, huge backyard because it's a half an acre and it's all fenced.
And it's on a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac and on a pond.
Yeah.
And a 3-car garage. There's so much to offer. It's $450, and that also is way below the cost of a new home. So, anyway.
It's exciting.
You gotta see it.
And we've got other new homes coming up in Mandarin, Gillington Creek. Call me if you're looking for something.
Have a great week, everyone. God bless.